and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in.
Are you ready? Boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom.
You're in a beatboxing mood today, huh? Boom, 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 boom. Carl's in a musical mood.
Bow to the masters. Boom, boom. Break it down. Boom. Degenerate, the stubborn fool. You catch your son today. What you doing with the dough?
That's pretty dope.
Thanks, man.
That's pretty dope.
Right? All right, folks. This is not
a test.
This is not a test. This is live and direct.
2024.
We are. This is not a repeat episode. This is. No. I'm not gonna start it like that. I'm going to start like this. Young World. Young World. Hello, Young World. Hey, Young World. I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos Ryan.
Ryan.
Carlos Ryan. Ryan. Carlos and...
Welcome to 2024.
Yeah.
We're in person today.
Officially. We're 2024 in person today. Officially in person.
Yeah.
Kicking it off. Kick in the door, wave in the fo-fo. No. Kick in the door, wave in the 20-fo.
Wow.
Brr-ta-ta-ta.
You're starting this year off with
that's
violence.
How I'm doing it. That's how I roll.
Starting this year off
care.
With violence.
I don't care.
Crazy.
Well,
man.
That's how everyone is starting off. You see that Cat Williams video? You see that Stephen Smith video today that came out?
I saw the highlights of it, but I didn't even see the highlights. I saw like one or two clips.
I'm telling you, he went off, sir. Williams. He went at anyone and everyone. He's probably going to make so much bank now from that.
Well, I know we spoke about it a little bit in our last episode, but like, is there anything that, you know, new that came out since that we don't know about?
Well, he did have an interview with Willie D of the Ghetto Boys.
Willie D.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ghetto Boys.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful, wonderful group.
Fantastic group.
Part of our childhood.
I would say so, yes.
Definitely.
But I would not recommend the song to the younger kids, or really, realistically, anyone 25 or under, because you know you guys know what kind of generation you are.
Yes.
And but yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. But for those hip hop heads that really need it, good music.
Yeah, go we'll check them out.
First recommendation, obviously, my mind's playing tricks on me, but it gets better from there, folks. Trust me. Check him out. But yes, he had an interview with Willie D. It wasn't as eye-opening as the Shannon Sharp episode. Because
were they drinking in the Willie D one?
No.
Okay.
No, they were not. It was more so, I think Willie D was asking questions, trying to rile up Cat to see if he would get like more,
open. To bring out a little bit more.
Yeah, but Cat was just like, nah, I ain't falling for that.
Well, I'm surprised. Yeah. Like, why would he? Well, I'm assuming the drinking part had a little bit to do with it.
Well, that's the thing. Even when Cat was saying all that stuff in the beginning, he didn't drink yet.
Oh, okay then. Never mind then.
He was sober.
So I wonder what the stop is. Like, why did he like?
I think it's just like, you know? He wanted, if he was gonna vent, he was gonna do it out of his own fruition and not have like someone rile him
kinda,
up over
yeah.
it just to get them views.
I get that.
You know what I mean? He doesn't want to be used as someone to. To get them views for your channel, you see what I mean? He'll do it out of his own, volition.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, he went at everyone and got at everyone. Man, shit! Like I said this last week. I'm like, I don't know whether I wanted to be found on the Epstein list or Cat Williams' videos.
Wow,
I'm just saying he was shit.
Willie D was probably like, man, I'm gonna get the Cat Williams part two.
It's gonna be nuts. Promoted it, saying, "Man, Cat Williams gonna break the internet again." Interview with Cat Williams out now.
Oh, really?
That's how he promoted it. But it wasn't the same, dude.
Was not the same.
Was not the same.
Damn.
Sorry.
Sorry, Willie D.
Yeah, Willie D. It is what it is, pal. You know, you should have got to him first. I'm sure he would have opened it up first. But it was on Shannon Sharp. And but yes, you said earlier about starting the year off with violence. I'm on the Cat Williams train. All right.
Wow.
I'm exposing everyone.
That's a new term. Right?
I'm just saying, my last boss at my last job, if you're watching this, screw you, bro. See me. I'm spinning the block. I don't care.
We're supposed to be coming to the new year with good graces.
I'm talking about good graces is the name of the bullets is going into your goddamn stomach and shoulder region. All right.
Wow.
Good graces. All right. You want to see good graces? This is good and this is graces. All up in your grill. All up in your grill. Good graces. Left and right in your grill. See me? Happy New Year, bro. That's good graces.
Ha! You know, like when rappers happen to snitch themselves out in songs?
Yes.
I think we just had an episode of that.
Of that? Are we doing that right now? Go ahead. I don't care.
In that last couple of seconds.
I have nothing left to lose, man. With all these property prices and everything, I can't afford a damn thing here.
It's true.
I think it would be more cheaper to go to jail. So if you're watching Olivia Child, that's what you've done to us. You made it.
Cool. We'll see what she does.
Didn't property tax actually just go up?
Yeah, they did for Toronto. But supposedly.
No. I told you, dumbasses. I didn't want to say it, but I told you. I told you all that this was going to happen. And what did you do?
Oh, we need progressive. Oh, we need to do this. We need to make it better for the city. Woohoo!
No. And now look at y'all. Where's your progression now? Where is it? I'll tell you where it is. It's going from your paycheck down to the goddamn bank so you can pay off your mortgages. More for your mortgages.
True that.
I warned you all, and you didn't listen. I'm just saying, man. You know what? I think it kind of pays to have racism in the goddamn government.
Wow.
I said it.
You know what?
Do you want to say hi to the children?
I do. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I know we started off hot. Carlos is coming into the new year with a new mood.
We're starting new views. Nuclear.
Both. New views, new mood.
Damn right.
New fashion.
Yo, Cat Williams.
New fashion.
I want to smoke with everybody.
You know, like when sometimes you're like embracing somebody in life and like, you're using them to like inspire you to do something. So like, you know, when like you're playing basketball, sometimes you have like Kobe
Jordan.
Or like, you know, sometimes you're at bat and you're like, I'm going to Aaron Judge this thing. Yes. You know, or like, you know, Carlos is coming in.
Yeah.
I'm going to Cat Williams this
Absolutely.
Shit.
Absolutely.
Damn.
I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? I'm going to go up to my boss, tell them I didn't like the goddamn report that you did on me last month. So you can eat it. And then I'll scream Cat Williams after. That should be like, excuse me, who? Mind your damn business.
Crazy.
Fix your damn report. I don't care. I'll say it. I'm starting off the year strong, baby. This is 32 and me. Get it. Get it. All right? Man, that interview. Huh? Boy, you know, he spoke the truth, man. Everyone's like, oh, he's on drugs. No. He's the truth.
What did he say about Dave Chappelle?
That he is on is called truth.
What did he say about Dave Chappelle, though?
He nothing but good things. There was he mentioned
that's good.
I believe he did mention. Did he mention the $15 billion thing? So, well, not in that. I don't think in that one. I think he mentioned it in a previous. Oh, you tired?
Like the Chappelle?
Am I boring you?
No, it's
are
not
you.
You
doing my 2024? If you have a problem with me, say it. 2024.
It is not you. This year has been a tired beginning to the year.
I know.
A tired start to the year.
But for Dave, I don't know if it was in the Shannon Sharp one or in another one, but he mentioned how when Dave Chappelle worked for Comedy Central, Chappelle Show made the company $500 million.
Oh, yeah.
And Dave Chappelle only got $50 million.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what the hell? Where's, how are you guys going to make more money when it's my name on the show and blah, 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 blah. Henceforth, Dave Chappelle quits. He goes to Africa, allegedly a drug, you know, a junkie because he quit a job where they paid him a lot of money. But at the same time, folks, knowing, I'm just saying, $50 million is a lot for me and Ryan.
$50 million is a lot of money.
Quite a bit. Good for the rest of our lives. However, if knowing my talents, my work, my blood, sweat, and tears made the company I worked for $500 million and I'm only getting $50 million, folks, we got to see the logic there. All right. I understand. Oh, $50 million is enough. No. $500 million is the money I made for that company.
So what do you think is fair in that situation?
What is fair?
What would be fair?
I'm using your, you know, offices and your, you know, your
production,
your money, your production, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
However, how much more is that to pay for what I'm doing for you guys?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So monetary.
These companies will never do 50-50.
So monetary, what do you think?
I would
fair?
Agree with 50-50.
50-50.
If I'm doing, and plus I'm doing more of the work. You guys are shelling out the money. How much money did you shell out? How much money do you expect back? Work that out. You know what I'm saying? But no, they ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
So.
That's Hollywood, man.
That's Hollywood,
baby.
That's
Hollywood, man.
That's, and they take advantage of you. You know, they want to perform fellatio on you in front of your agency and then give you all the roles and all the success you need, allegedly. Yeah.
And then throw you on Epstein's Island.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if it was this, if Harvey Weinstein did that to me, hey, man, he did Pulp Fiction. I'm just saying.
I am good on all
I'm
that.
I'm just saying. He did Pulp Fiction. But let's talk about other news. Some NFL coaches are gone this week.
Oh, yeah.
They fired some big names this week.
Yeah, a lot of historic names.
Mm.
Historic.
Mm.
Crazy.
Seahawks coach is gone.
Yeah.
The Hawks coach was gone this week. Was that this week or last week?
Which one?
The Atlanta Hawks?
Oh, the Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Atlanta Hawks, sorry.
I think it was last week.
It was last week?
I think it was last
Falcons
week.
Falcons was last week. Who else is gone? The general manager of the Panthers is gone.
Yep. Well, he was an idiot.
Yeah. And today, an icon of the sport, Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
No more with the Patriots.
So, like, before we talk 24 about...
24 seasons.
Yeah. I was going to say, before we get into the Bill Belichick thing, because that's huge, Pete Carroll took the Seahawks to a Super Bowl. Had a great team. Yeah. You know, I don't agree with the call that he made in the end zone
with
Marshawn.
Arguably the dumbest call in Super Bowl history.
And then I get it, allowing Russell Wilson to kind of try to make the play, but I still don't agree with that. I think that was a bad call. And then,
bad call. Let me tell you something.
It's one of the worst calls of all time.
Hold on. You had, what was Beast Mode's position again?
It was a running back.
Running back. You had, that season, the best running back in the league.
Yeah.
That, no question.
Hands down.
No question. The best running back in the league. And what down was it?
I think it was fourth and like 2 yards.
Oh, my God.
4 and 2 yards.
4 and 2 yards.
And
the best running back in the league. And obviously, everyone's expecting you to pass him the ball. Of course you were. You were supposed to. That's his job. He's supposed to. He's not one of those obvious running backs. That's why he's so good. Whenever it's an obvious here you go, give him the ball, dude, and he will run it anyway, and that's an easy touchdown. And what did you do? You tell Russell to throw the damn ball. Malcolm Butler catches it, and here you go. And you, sir, are known as one of the greatest fumble the bag moments in history. Pete, man, you seem like a good dude. You do. You really seem like a fantastic coach. But man, oh man. When I saw that live, I could not believe it.
Yeah.
You fumbled the inches away from winning the Super Bowl. literal inches. You had it. You had it. And you could have not only just won the Super Bowl, you could have beat the greatest team in that league. You could have defeated Tom Brady. You could have wiped that smug goddamn smile off his face.
Unfortunate.
But you didn't.
Unfortunate.
You added to it. Oh! I would have fired him there.
Yeah. Well, he had like the last couple of seasons, yeah. Like not, they didn't expect much from the Seahawks, and they did, you know, better than what was expected. I think it was just time for a change on their end.
Just not enough.
Yeah, like they got rid of a lot of the kind of core people that were part of that era of the whole 12th man and the Seahawks being big. Because Seattle had a really big rave for like a good 4 or 5 years.
They were good. No, they're really big.
Yeah, really big, big team. Like when, and Russell, Lockett.
Richard Sherman.
Yeah, Richard Sherman. Like that era was huge. And now that it's gone, I think like letting Pete Carroll go is kind of like, you know what, we need to start fresh. Mm. Otherwise, we kind of hold on to certain things. And, you know, sometimes GMs just have to make hard decisions. And I don't know. I think Pete Carroll had a pretty decent last two seasons without Russell.
But decent ain't or enough anymore.
Yeah, so.
You got to win chips.
Yeah, you got to win. You got to take them to the chips. So. But Bill's a huge one. This one I'm actually very, very happy about.
Is that right?
Yeah. Screw Bill Belichick.
Okay.
He is a legendary Hall of Famer.
All right.
One of the best coaches ever made.
Your Hall of Fame speech sounds so beautiful.
But
so
screw him.
Okay.
And screw the New England Patriots.
All right. And now and we'd like to welcome Bill Belichick to the Hall of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen. What the hell was that? Bill Belichick, everyone. All right.
Yeah. Screw New England.
Yeah.
Screw all the Canadian fans that became New England fans during that era when they were winning.
Oh, dear.
I can't have it.
Damn.
I can't have it.
I read a post, a player that used to play for during that era. They said, yes, Bill Belichick was our coach. He was calling the plays, but we were playing for Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. Tom Brady was like the encapsulated piece of the GOAT kind of thing. You
and
know what I mean?
It really shows that like after he left, were they the same?
No, not at all. And it's crazy, man, because they probably easily could have kept him and then allowed him to retire as a Patriot. Mm. But then probably the GM, probably like Bill, came out and was like, you know what? We're going to take a risk and we're just going to get rid of the guy because we think he's probably too old. We'll try to do what we can. And then
what did he do?
This is what happens. They've had three terrible seasons.
And then what did
absolutely
Tom
ugly.
Do?
And then Tom went out and then won a Super Bowl. In your face, New England.
Yeah, suck it.
You know what's crazy? The sick part about it, too, is that during that era in Toronto and in just in Ontario in general, you would see massive, massive amounts of Tom Brady jerseys.
Yeah.
Massive amount of New England jerseys.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I haven't seen one this season.
No.
Not one.
I've
maybe seen a toque
in
Toronto. You know what I mean? Colts are a terrible team.
Okay.
I'm still rocking the Colts hat. I'm still rocking the Colts jerseys. Mm.
Got my Bears hat at home.
Yeah, man.
Go Bears.
That's how you can tell, man. Yeah. That whole Tom Brady era and the Bill Belichick era was just like the easiest wagon to hop on.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It was just so easy
how
to be like,
you know, like it's,
I like football. I'm going to hop on this wagon because they're winning.
They're winning.
And then that's
winners
the game.
Just attract losers. You know what I mean?
Fuck
like
all
whenever
that.
Whenever you're a bit down, a loser.
Sorry
down
for swearing.
Down, you need someone to latch on. You need something to latch on to you that wins.
Yeah.
And the Patriots were that team.
Just brutal.
Although they're a horrible city and the people are disgusting. And you need to work on your pronunciations. Haba.
But yeah, no. I don't know. Like, yeah. Like, looking at it now, I feel bad for the city because they're so used to winning. And now they're going to go through this really long drought, probably.
I don't care.
They got to watch Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi.
They have right now. What do they need to go through the drought? Learn from this.
Just tough.
Don't gloat about your winnings. Now you have to live with your losings. All right. Deal with it, Boston. You scumbags.
Yeah. But yeah, Belichick might go somewhere nice. He might retire.
I would hope he's retired.
You know, if he retires, he should retire realistically.
I think so.
Don't go somewhere else. Don't ruin the record. Honestly, you know what I mean? You already had two bad seasons. Unless you like go to like, I don't know, somewhere nice where you and your wife can like relax and
like
shit.
Like the CFL.
No, I mean like the beach or something like that. Like Miami.
Or the XFL.
Or the XFL. I don't know, something like
I ain't going to XFL.
But yeah. Sorry, Bill.
How are they doing? Is that even is that coming back?
I have no idea. I actually watched a couple of games when
the
it was
Rock
out.
Is the owner.
But
the Rock and his wife.
Hopefully they can bring something like that back.
Yeah. Whatever. Anywho, speaking of plans, 2024 is here, dude. So what's your first thing that you're going to do? What's your, do you know what you're going to start
Off
the year with?
I'm going to quit my job.
All right. That's,
I'm
going
to run butt naked down College Street. No, I don't know. I think it's just another start to the year.
Yeah.
We'll see, man.
Yeah.
We will see. Mm. There might be some changes in our structure back
vicinity.
Here. In
but,
our,
but don't
in our office.
Don't say it's concrete. We never know.
But we'll see.
We shall see.
We don't know.
We don't know.
But yeah, I think
know.
That's what I got next on the radar. I think we're looking for a place to move to. Mm. Nothing crazy. Probably still be in Toronto, but you know, that's the next big move for myself. I would like to say
that's a big
thing. It's a big thing, man. I guess like people that are used to moving, it's whatever to them. But I think like creating your own space, finding something that you're comfortable with, it takes a lot of, you know, work and effort, and like even just the moving itself, you
Absolutely.
Know, it's like. It's a lot, so
yeah, I mean, you know, hey, moving there. Is good. I think it's a nice thing to do also, because then you get used to the new place, and
mm-hmm.
you don't want to get comfortable in the same place for too long. You know what I mean? There's so much out there to explore.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that to you know what, not just for people that are moving, but to all my homies that are in long term relationships.
Oh,
don't stay in the things into too long. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
there's far too many hoes out there. You know what I'm saying? So, gang. I'm just saying.
Long-term relationships is lame.
They're lame. They were,
that shit was last week.
That's all. That's last year.
Yeah.
This year, city boys up. Just saying. Go to Thailand.
Bad girls.
Colombia. BBLU, man.
Yeah,
BBLU, baby. BBLU, what up?
Bad bitches link up, man. Wow. Wow, Carlos.
Taz's Angels, man. Yo, BBLU, bro.
We're pretty much just
2024.
We might as well just start an OnlyFans
honestly,
at this point.
Yo, 2024. Let's get it.
We might as well just start an OnlyFans.
The blank represents BBLU, man.
Yeah, literally. God, man.
Blank bitches link up, man.
Blank bitches.
Blank bitches link up.
Hey, man. That could be the next big thing.
I mean, I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
The next big thing.
Absolutely. Instead of like very attractive females, we get like, you know.
Just regular looking dudes,
man.
Yeah. Regular looking dudes.
Yeah. And you know what? We'll sign them up, get paid, move, and get out, you know, get out the way.
But
yeah,
but,
that's how we need to start out 2024. Just
what
saying.
About you? What is something with 2024 you're going
to
start out with?
Activities. I'm trying to start out stuff. You want to know some? I didn't want to say this out loud public.
You don't have to say it out loud public if you don't want to say it. All right, I will.
All right, but I will anyway. I'm going to do something that I've never done before.
Oh. When people start a sentence off like that,
yeah,
they really have to come in hot.
It has to be
hot. You know what I mean?
Has to be
it
big.
Can't just be like,
it has to be
I'm going to try like a strawberry
yeah,
or something
yeah.
like that. Or I'm going to try like,
no, this cannot be,
you know, swimming.
Absolutely. This will be big.
Yeah, it's got to be big.
All right.
It's got to be big. So everyone be prepared.
Get ready, everyone. I'm eating ass this year.
Wow.
Oh, that's not that big of a deal, is it?
Wow. We're trying to make this less explicit for children, and it went way left.
All right, I'm sorry.
But I'm okay with it.
Oh, huh?
What? I'm okay with it. You got to explore, man. You got to explore.
You know what? We're going to deal with that another time. But no, that is not my news. This year, ladies and gentlemen, I will be diving into the world of stand-up comedy.
Oh, Shit. Amazing. I love that.
I won't tell you where. I won't tell you when. I will pop up. Maybe in your neighborhood. Maybe in outside of Ontario. Hell, I might even do shows at Bangkok, Thailand.
Nothing wrong with that.
BBLU, baby.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I'm going to practice. I'm going to train. And I'm going to work hard. And I'm going to be the greatest stand-up comedian.
Wow.
On God's green earth.
Wow.
Kevin Hart, Cat Williams, Dave Chappelle. Eat your heart out.
DJ Demers.
DJ Demers. Even though I had a great time on Monday, DJ. Eat your heart out. Eat your goddamn heart out.
You know what the cool thing is that that can almost be something that you can just like kind of jump into if you wanted to. You know what I mean? It doesn't take like, well, there's definitely like the whole
it's
mental training.
Time. I think
get the right joke.
Yeah, I think it's also just like a matter of who, what comics you're with too, because I don't know. Everything has politics into it. There could be like, oh man, he got successful too quick, or man, yeah, you're taking a long time with it. There's always these ups and downs and whatnot. I don't know. It's just who you'd connect with at the end of the day, and it's the worth ethic of that. Wait, the work ethic.
You gotta get it out here so you don't do it on the stage.
That's right.
It's no problem.
Work ethic that you have to put into your craft. So.
Got to be dedicated.
I got to. And I will.
And I think like something like that really.
And I'm probably going to move.
Oh.
If.
Oh. I like that.
I've heard that.
I like that.
Toronto doesn't have the best history of making famous folk. They usually just move out of town. So if I work hard at it, I'll be where I want to be.
Well, there's the whole like, you know, go to Hollywood kind of story, yeah. Right? Like a lot of people happen to move to different places. A lot more different opportunities.
Sure.
That lifestyle is like nuts though. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, it's insane.
There's that like applying for different things all the time, working at night to be able to kind of like pay for rent. Cause you know, you're doing auditions during the day.
Sure.
And it's just like a really crazy lifestyle that you have to uphold. But then like, those are the shots that you have to take kind of thing. You know, the sacrifices that you have to make to be able to kind of make it in that industry.
Big.
But when it pays off, it pays off.
That's right.
Just don't catch your name on an island somewhere.
Or, and, you know, do some unspeakable, nasty stuff with
in a wheelchair.
A Hollywood executive.
Yeah. I'm with somebody discovering Black Earth.
I'm trying
to
do this for 10 years, though. So if there's an executive, holla at me and let me know. At least speak to the terms and let's see where we can figure it out from there.
Yeah. That's exciting, though.
Yeah.
Super, super exciting.
Let's see where we go from there.
Well,
and when I'm comfortable, which will probably be 50 years from now, then I'll start promoting my my dates here. Yeah.
Well, after our commercial break, Carlos and I will talk about what we did on Monday a little bit.
The Illuminati meeting that we attended,
which is really cool.
Yeah,
but it kind of stems from comedy. So, Well, we'll jump to a commercial.
We'll be right back. Hey, man. Guess what?
What?
I got a new show.
You got a new show?
Absolutely.
I like it.
All right.
I like
it. It's a show about a dude that walks into a store, right?
All right.
And he goes, you know what? I'm going to turn this place around.
I like it.
I'm going to make this my own.
I love it.
And I'm going to make an OnlyFans account.
Okay. This has gone far left. I did not expect this.
Wait, no. Hold on. Not OnlyFans. Sorry. I'm going to make it a hockey store. A hockey store.
Okay.
And I'm going to get some employees.
All right.
We're going to sell these products for cheap.
I love it.
Get some customers.
Always.
Bring them in. And create our OnlyFans account.
Okay. So, hockey gear.
Yeah.
Customers.
Yeah.
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Sounds like a big orgy.
Damn right. And you know what it's called?
What is it called?
Only More Time.
Wow.
Only Damn. Fans More Time.
Damn. That's kind of hot.
Yeah, you like that, right?
Blowing
well,
me
they
away.
Didn't listen to me at CBC, sadly. So they decided to create this show about a guy real comedian named DJ Demers starring in the show. Yep. who owns this hockey store, and him and his colleague of employees go through everyday life, engaging with customers, promoting the store, and just getting themselves into wacky situations every single week. And you know what they called the show? One More Time.
Check it out.
It's good, it's nice, and it's on CBC Gem every week, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Yeah. Don't illegally stream neither, because I know where y'all live. CBC Gem, it's literally free. No excuses. Or cable, 9 p.m. Tuesdays.
On CBC.
It's solid. Yeah. Check it out.
Go check it out.
All right.
Boom, boom, boom. One more time.
Boom, boom, boom. And we're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, y'all. As you could tell from
Yeah, so in relation to the commercial that we just happened to have.
I'm sorry, I just did that.
You know, we really wanted to just kind of promote something that's kind of true to us.
Very beneath
close
me.
To us.
It was very beneath me, I'm sorry.
You know, we actually happened to be out there on Monday.
I'm sorry.
So for those who haven't seen it, there is a new wonderful show on CBC.
Fantastic show. Funny show.
Carlson and I actually went to the previewing or the
world premiere. World premiere.
Which
premiere.
Is really cool. It was kind of like the first time I've ever
we
been.
See,
I don't know if Carl's ever been.
No, never been to one
in
of those.
Like one of those, like,
it's like a release party.
In the know kind
of
parties.
You know, where you have to be behind the scenes. You have to know someone to know someone to get inside.
Couple
and luckily we had a very well, very fantastic business director.
Yeah, shout out to our marketing director.
That got us in.
I got us
got
into
the hookup,
party.
You know, and
free
yeah,
wine.
Free, yeah.
Free drinks.
Yeah. You can't complain there. All on the CBC.
Yeah.
Technically, y'all paid for us. So thanks, guys.
That was a funny joke. That was like, oh, the CBC's paying for our drinks tonight.
So we're just like, cool. Technically, y'all are paying for our drinks. Yeah. So thanks.
But
yes,
definitely cool event.
It was nice. It was at the TIFF Theater.
Yeah,
never been there.
Some
that
Canadian
cool.
Canadian celebrities in the house that night.
Yes, I forget his name. The gentleman from Kim's Convenience was there. It was funny because our marketing director pointed him out, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, it is him." So we were in line waiting, and I noticed him. So we go upstairs. Well, we get our tickets first. We go upstairs, and we're waiting to get to our seats. We find our seats. We sit down, and guess who sits beside us? The homeboy from Kim's Convenience. Yeah. And I'm looking at our marketing director. She looks at me like, I'm like, okay, this is cool. And he ends
he's
up
nice
talking
guy.
To us. Very nice guy.
Very guy.
Personable, you know,
yeah.
Very social. I'm just like, he's so like upfront and so going. I'm like, damn, this is cool.
I think you got to be like that when
that's
you're in
the
that
thing.
Industry.
And you know,
sure,
and
right?
I wanted to talk about that after too, but I'll bring it up. But I'm just going to explain what happened.
All right.
So we sit down in our seats. And I believe one of the creators of the show goes to the stage, starts talking about how the show came to be. And then they premiered the first two episodes, which means me and Ryan and a few select people are the only people on this planet that have seen the second episode.
Yeah, that's true. You're a select group.
Yeah, we know what's going to happen.
That's pretty cool.
And you guys are going to have to bug us if you end up watching it. And you know what? We ain't going to tell you because we know. But yes, we watched the first two episodes. They were
great,
hilarious.
Yeah, very funny.
Fantastic. Cast is amazing. And it's a great show. And I highly recommend it to everybody. Check it out. But let's continue on what happened that night. So after they premiere, everyone gives a clappity clap clap for the show. The cast comes to the stage. They, you know, go over questions. There's also another person, I believe that works for CBC, one of the correspondents. Ask them questions about the show, how they got their role, blah, 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 blah. And I was only paying attention to the part where DJ's like, all right, free drinks downstairs. I'm like, great, let's go. So we go down, we get the drinks, the cast is there, the crew's down there, the writers, all of that. And, you know, we are just walking around. And we end up in our section, and I talked to nobody else but Ryan and the marketing director that evening. Because I realized in fast time that I am an absolute introvert and I should not be in public spaces. That was, but no, free wine helped. The wine helped. The wine helped.
It was a good time, though.
That was a great time.
I thought, like, the cool thing about when they brought the whole sort of crew or the, I was going to say roster, funny enough. But when they brought all of the actors up or the cast, yeah. And they did that whole questioning thing, that's when it felt really, like, real to be in, like, a room like that.
Yeah.
Like, to be able to watch something on, like, a movie theater, it was kind of like, okay, we're just watching something in the movie theater. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a little bit exclusive. But then finally when the whole cast that was like sitting in the audience with us watching these two episodes, that's when it really felt like it was an exclusive group.
Absolutely.
You know, getting into the heads of like the cast and like what they were thought process of and, you know, where they were coming from, you know, what other roles that they were talking about, you know, how the audition process kind of went through. Like, they didn't get into too much depth, but that's when I was kind of like, wow, this is really cool to be in a room with a lot of great actors, a lot of great writers, a lot of great crew people that, you know, really helped this show become into what it is and absolutely. What it's going to become.
Oh, and I see big things for this show.
Yeah,
I truly do.
So
this is not just me being like, oh, it's because you know the no. I truly feel like I'm genuinely serious. You guys need to check this show out. It's actually hilarious. Yeah. This is Canada right here. Let's support one another, folks. All right?
Yeah.
Let's get bills to pay. Let's try to get Carlos on the show, too, because I need to have bills to pay, too. All right? At least get me in the background putting up a box. Just be like...
Yeah. In the background.
Yeah.
But it was...
No,
it was,
but it was good.
So the funniest part of the night was, to me
yeah.
was when we were about to leave, funny enough. So as we're leaving, we're walking like sort of towards the exit. Me yeah. and Carlos are kind of like making our way through the exit.
Yeah.
And then DJ's standing at the bar.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, peace, DJ, man. And I said, peace to him. And then I turned around and then you didn't even look at him. Like, you were looking straight. And then I'm like, oh, by the way, this is my boy, Carlos. And then he's like, oh, shit. And he like gave you like a dab. And then you're like, yo, great show, man. And then I remember thinking that was the funniest thing ever.
Why?
I don't know, because it was such a natural moment. And I thought that you would like introduce yourself or at least like be behind me and like looking at him, but you weren't even looking at you.
No,
like,
walking, man, I was
walking straight to the exit.
Not, oh my God.
That had to be the funniest thing.
I told you, I am not good in public spaces. I am an introvert.
Like,
man.
It's funny because that dude was definitely the main attraction of the whole room.
He was, because, you know, dude, I mean? Everybody was talking to him. He was so busy that night.
Definitely.
I would have loved to talk to him and like have like the 1-on-1, but dude, like, I was tired. It was a Monday, man. If this was a Friday, I would have been in there all night.
Celebrities be partying on Mondays, man.
Yes,
people with money.
Why?
People with money. They'd be partying on Mondays, man.
If you're gonna don't say things like free drinks. I'm like, on a Monday? Do that Friday. We'll turn that place all the way upside down.
Yeah, I would like to thank CBC for paying for my five glasses of wine and
you had
two
five?
Beers. I had five glasses of wine that night and two beers.
It's on a Monday.
Fuck it.
What's wrong with you?
It was a good time.
Oh my God!
But that was the funniest point of the night for me.
Now I feel embarrassed.
I was like dying.
DJ, if I was insulting to you, dude, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I I'm an introvert, man, and I need to work on it. That's literally 2024. I need to work on it. 2024. I'm sorry if I was awkward with you. Did he say anything?
No.
Okay.
But I didn't. I didn't think about it until the next day. After.
I was so, dude. I can't even like. No, yeah. I can't.
Because we were standing beside a lot of the cast.
Yeah,
like,
and is she the love interest of the show?
Yeah, the love interest. Is
yeah.
Beautiful.
Lang.
But
Lang.
Yeah, it was
fellas, look at me. Look.
It's a good time.
Lang. She's Lang.
All right. But yeah, no, it was it was cool. It was a very cool
damn
kind of
now
party.
I feel now I need to work on my social skills now. I can't, dude. I feel so uncomfortable in spaces like that.
Yeah, okay.
I was talking about it just I remember on New Year's I was talking about it with our homie because he said that he was an introvert and I'm just like, no, that's cap, dude. You're an absolute extrovert. There's no way. He truly thought that. I told him I'm an introvert. I get uncomfortable when people are in the elevator with me and then they say hi. I can't do that.
I love that.
I cannot do that. I can't. Small talk and me do not go toe in toe. I have to get to know the person and then I'm comfortable being with whatever this is. I can't do that.
We got to work on that.
Yeah.
We got stuff to work on this
Absolutely.
year.
So I'll be more extroverted, I guess. But it's just my fear. Fear is I say something and I regret it later. Because I would like when I say something and I sound stupid, it haunts me.
No?
And, for me, it does.
I don't think he said anything. He's congratulating people on the show.
I was just like that,
you know?
I was walking out. I was gonna say something, but then like we were just going, and you're like, "Oh, it's Carl." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Hey, how you doing, man?"
Yeah, star of the show. But it was a good night. It was a good night overall.
I don't like.
I just thought that was really funny.
I don't like how you said that at all.
It's not to say it to embarrass you or in any way. I just didn't picture it going in that light, and then I didn't find it funny until after the fact. So
yeah, I hate it.
It was one of those like funny moments with Carlos just being the natural Carlos that he is. So.
Oh god.
But we all got stuff to work on 2024. But definitely, you know, before we get off the topic, definitely go check it out.
Absolutely. Like I'm genuinely being serious. Please watch the show.
Support the show.
Like I wouldn't
stream it.
If it was okay, I'd be like, yeah, it's all right. I truly would tell you guys if it wasn't okay. It's actually, I genuinely enjoyed the show. It's funny. It's good.
Good cast. And it's Canadian. It's Canadian media. Like,
guys,
we're really
what
just
are we doing? Why you guys are spending way too much time on American shows and British TV? Give it to Canadians. Support Canadians. And then maybe, eventually, we can finally afford to live in this goddamn city. Just saying. Plus, you guys paid for the damn channel. Use it.
Yeah.
Trust me. One more time. Great show. Yeah. Check it out.
Go check it out.
Check it out. Okay. Okay. Are we going to talk about the underground thing?
Is it the New York stuff?
In New York, Amelie Rock.
So the first time I heard about it, and this, I don't know if we got to give a trigger warning for this. But when I first saw it, like it was in a GIF on Reddit, and I think the cops were like in the synagogue or something like that, and they were trying to pull like these the people of the sect. I don't know what sect it is. I don't know, Jewish people out of this hole, and I'm calling, what the hell's going on here? And then you see them all freaking out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, like, what's going on here? Yeah. Like, what is the reason for them to be in this synagogue, right? Mm. And then I didn't think much of it after the fact. And then I remember reading the group chat. We have a group chat where we, you know, talk about a bunch of different things. And then that's when it fully got exposed. So you probably know way more than I do. So I would love to hear the explanation.
There was rumors going around that they're using it for child trafficking. Blah, blah. We just want to be clear that those are alleged. We do not know if they're true.
Alleged.
We don't know yet.
We don't know.
We know that there was a tunnel under the synagogue, and those who were responsible have been arrested for resisting arrest and, you know, other crimes. Nothing of the sort of child trafficking, you know, anything of that sort.
Yeah.
Just want to be clear. Yep. Okay. All right. But yes, that was wild news this week. There's videos of the police tearing down the walls so they can expose the tunnel. That's crazy. That is wild. Can you imagine, you know, praying there one day and just all of a sudden this like, damn, this is sexual assault at the Catholic Church big.
Yeah. Honestly.
It's on the same part.
It's exactly.
Because we don't know yet what they're doing.
We don't know what's going on. Like, why do they need?
Why do they need a tunnel in the first place? You can only.
Like, is this specific sect like smuggling weapons?
You know, we don't know yet.
Are they like the biggest drug dealers in all of New York?
I'm just saying, the church I used to go to, they didn't need no damn tunnel under the stage.
It could be some crazy ass stuff. Like absolutely crazy, right?
So conspiracies.
It's gonna be really interesting to see what happens.
Or they could have aliens.
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine aliens are Jewish?
They're converting the whole alien race.
Where is
to Judaism,
the nearest synagogue? Excuse me? We are, as you can see, we are Jewish. Oh, Star of Day. Okay, that makes sense.
Star.
Okay, right. We're putting it together. There it is.
We're in it.
Just saying, folks. But again, we want to make it clear.
Allegedly.
Alleged.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know if they're smuggling aliens yet, but we will find out, I assume. Speaking of aliens, we talked about that Miami thing.
No, we did not.
You want to talk about that?
Well, it's Miami, I guess. Florida.
Well, yeah, sure. And you're right. Anywhere, like...
It's anything in Miami is, and it, Florida it, there, is not really of, news, but this is kind of, like, cool
it's
because
cool
it's...
cool because it's not heard of, but then at the same time, it's like, it was in Miami. It was in Florida. Yeah. So where else would they be?
Yeah, where else would you expect this?
Yeah.
You give it this into, like, Colorado.
Yeah.
New York, LA.
Everyone's going to be on it. Wars will be stopped just to pay attention to that.
Something like that.
Absolutely. Al Jazeera will just be like, in news, Coloradoans found, but no one cares that it's in Florida. No one cares. So the news is, allegedly, there were 10-foot-tall aliens walking around in a mall in in Miami. Apparently 10 feet, allegedly. And... they
oh my god,
and from the pictures that I've personally seen, there was a ton of cops, a lot of cops,
like we're talking like
cop cars,
like 30 cop cars.
No, maybe even more.
Oh,
I've never even seen.
Oh wow.
So even people from the town, they were talking to people in that town that live in that town, that said, listen, I've seen bomb threats, I've seen shootouts, I've seen, you know, seen robberies. I've seen, you know, seen about almost everything in this town. The worst of the worst.
The worst of the worst.
I have, but the person, that one person said, I have never seen so many people, so many cop cars pull up to one scene just for that, just for a situation like that.
For aliens.
Yeah. But the strange part is that they pulled up to there, and when they asked the cops why they're there, they said someone was shoplifting.
What?
Florida, listen here. I understand that you guys are people and, you know, we make fun of you at times. But I'm just saying, if something goofed up happens in your town, you got to make up better excuses as to why you're there, why you're trying to solve the crimes. Even you, I understand you made up that excuse. And you guys know that you have wild ass stories that take place in your state. If you say stuff like that, it'll be hard to believe you. All right? There's a car alarm. Oh, no, it's a police car.
The one benefit...
There must be an alien.
It's got to be an alien. The one benefit of the doubt I can give them in that situation is that, let's say, for example, you know, when you're a cop, you hear something over your radio and you're like, oh, like, there's a break in an entry in this intersection. Yeah. And is there any close cops to that area?
Yeah.
You know, and they send the closest cop to that area. They won't send everybody.
No.
But they may send most people.
Sure.
If I heard that there was fucking 10-foot aliens walking around the mall, I don't care how far I am across from the city, I'm driving all the way over there to see these aliens.
I got to see it.
So
if I hear aliens at Eden Center, I'm taking the first train there.
So I can understand that in a sense.
Yeah.
But still, it is Florida.
I mean, come on.
So I can't give you the full benefit of the doubt.
Come on, Florida. Do better. Be better. Walmart. Come on. What are we doing? All right. I need to vent my frustrations. I have Did we do some people's kids last week?
I don't know.
Well, if we didn't, if we did, I don't believe we did, but... Ladies and gentlemen, I have the first Some People's Kids of 2024.
Damn.
I have it. And I'm giving it to Rolling Stone magazine.
Rolling Stone magazine.
That's right.
Wow.
Recently, they had compiled the list of the 100 greatest R&B songs of the 21st century. And why I'm mad about the list... There are some good song choices in there. Great song choices. Thinking About You by Frank Ocean made the cut.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What number was that?
Was it? I think it was like...
Got to be top 50.
Yeah. No, it definitely was. Yeah. It was like top 20, I think, even.
Wow.
Snooze by SZA made the cut. I think that was even top 10. I think that song made top 10.
That's pretty huge.
But top 10?
That song's only...
21st century?
That song's only been out for a year.
Even I'm getting riled up, but that's not even the reason why I'm getting riled up. Crazy in Love by Beyonce made the cut.
Yeah, I can see that.
Frontin' by
Pharrell.
Pharrell made the cut.
I can see that.
We Belong Together by Mariah Carey.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah.
That one deserves it.
Yeah.
For sure.
But the number one pick is where it bothered me. Don't get me wrong. I love the song, but I don't think it was number one of the 21st century.
The song they chose was Confessions Part 2 by Usher.
Wow.
Of the 21st century, good song. But of the 21st century, the best of the R&B song of the 21st century? There are better songs. Much better songs.
No offense to you, Usher.
No,
we love you.
Dude, Burn was a much better song than Confessions Part 2.
We love Usher here.
Burn is a much better song than Confessions Part 2. You Remind Me is a much better song than Confessions Part 2. All right, that's just my opinion. But number one of the 21st century is insane. No. You guys had to have made better choices.
I was telling Carlos why I thought they gave it to him. Not to take away from some people's kids segment, but big at the time, if not the biggest R&B artist at that time.
Sure.
Everyone loved Usher.
Absolutely.
Couldn't do no wrong.
Right.
And then he cheated on his wife.
Yes.
And then he came up with a song and everyone forgave him. That is why I think the Rolling Stones went with that song.
No. And I said, no, no, no. It wasn't even the best song on the album. Part one was better than part two.
Agreed.
Don't at me.
I'll take that. I agree with that one. Yeah. Okay, so what are we giving? What are you giving?
What am I giving, number one? You know what, folks?
Oh, wait. Finish out the kids segment first.
No. This is going to get this. Oh, okay. This will all compile.
Okay, then.
There's some people that might even give me some people's kids after I reveal my number one. Folks, I'm going to say something controversial. I'm going to say something that you guys may not like. You may not respect me after this. But you know what? If you think about what's going on at that time, during that time, you can't debate it. Play the song that I'm going to pick for number one against any of those songs for the 21st century. It will beat it by a landslide, in my honest opinion. In my honest opinion, number one on that list should be Ignition Remix by R. Kelly. Tell me I'm telling lies.
It's hard to say
because of, of his crimes. Yeah. Obviously, I do not acknowledge the crimes that he committed.
It is hard.
It was awful. But none of his songs made that list. If he did not commit those crimes that he did, his list would dominate the top 10. His songs would dominate the top easily. I Believe I Can Fly would make that list. Step in the Name of Love would make that list. Any of those songs would make the list. I am telling you. World's Greatest would make that list.
Yep. Definitely.
100%.
He didn't make any of them.
Nothing. But you know what's funny? You know what song came in 98? Bump, Bump, Bump.
Oh, he wrote that.
By B2K. And guess who wrote the song, folks?
He probably wrote or had to...
Some of those songs on the list. Well, yeah, 100%.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
So Rolling Stone, like,
yeah, they gave him his flowers in some sort of sense.
In secret.
Yeah.
Like people weren't going to do their research, folks. I promise you, Ignition Remix would have been number one. Don't debate me on this. It is factual.
I gotta go look that article up. I saw it. I browsed through it really quickly, but I didn't see anything specific that I wanted to say. But definitely go check it out.
Yes, please. Tell us what you think. There's even people online that even dispute this. They may not agree with me. Ignition Remix being number one, but they definitely think that Confessions Part 2 should not be number one.
Crazy.
That is insanity. Insanity. Come on, folks. What are we doing, Rolling Stones? Huh? All right.
21st century, huh?
I'm only mad about that because that's a lot. 21st century is a big deal. That's 100 years. And you mean to tell me Confessions Part 1 is the best one in 100 years? No. 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 No.
Pissed.
I am furious. I love music. I love music. R&B music, in fact. So this list means a lot to me. And Rolling Stone, you are on my shit list. And you made some people's kids. I hope you're happy.
Welcome to some people's kids.
I hope you're happy. A musical organization such as yourself should know better. Do better.
be better. You ain't gonna do this, all right? There's some kids out there that are gonna believe you that Confessions Part 2 is a better... No. No. Have you heard Part 1? Have you heard Part 1?
Oh, and Part 2 had a video.
What about that video?
Wait, was there any songs on there that didn't have a video?
I think the whole album had a video. I think that was the purpose of that album. There was like every... No, I'm lying.
So Confessions 1 only no, had like
which
a
album was it that had Caught Up? Was it Confessions?
I think so.
I think maybe that,
like, no, Confessions no, Part no, 1 was lying, only like no. a snippet of the of the video of Part 2.
Yes.
Like right in the beginning, yes, it says like the first 30
that's
seconds.
Right, that's right.
So I wouldn't consider Part 1 having its own video.
Yeah. Oh, you know what was number 2 on that list? Untitled
by D'Angelo.
Mm.
Okay. See? Video. Great video with that one.
I didn't like how you said it like that.
Everyone should go check out that video today.
Why'd you say it like that? I did not hot like
it. It's a great video.
Yeah, but you said it.
50% of our listeners love that video.
Yeah, but I'm saying the way you said it, it was like a tone of like a bit of sexual.
It was a great video.
You know what? I'm going to move on because I didn't like. I'm not liking where this is going right now.
Hey.
Yeah, what? Hey. What are you doing?
Hey.
What are you doing?
Hey, yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't see nothing wrong, man.
Oh, my God.
I don't.
And then he quotes. See, he's still quoting the guy's lyrics. And you're not going to add him to the list?
I don't see nothing wrong, man. But yeah.
For shame. For shame.
Good for D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Oh. I got to look at the list. Okay, I'm gonna try to look up the list.
Yeah.
Write some notes for next week. And we'll come and talk about some of the...
Well, yeah, because you're the R&B enthusiast here.
I couldn't take
the
time.
Would you be surprised if Differences by Genuine didn't make the cut?
Yeah, I'd be pretty surprised.
Pissed?
No.
I'd be pissed.
It was a fantastic R&B song.
Amazing.
They had a video.
Would you be pissed if Drew Hill didn't make the cut?
Yes. Yes, I would.
I love how that
I would 110% be livid if they didn't at least have one song.
If Beauty didn't?
It's got to be something up there. It's got to be Beauty or something.
So nothing, huh?
They got to have something.
All right. Well,
like, I'm sure Jodeci and like most,
they have to.
I'm sure like most boy band groups or like boy groups had some sort of song on that list.
Absolutely.
So like,
well, B2K,
Boyz II Men probably definitely did. Like, I'm wondering if like did NSYNC have anything?
I need to check.
Or like Backstreet Boys.
Sure, 112 is in there.
Yeah, 112 for sure. I would think.
Yeah, Jagged Edge.
Or even like 112 and like the Only You remix. Like, I can see that as a contender for like a top 10 song.
Yeah. Or you even Jagged Edge has to be in there.
Yeah, Jagged Edge. Like, Let's Get Married. Like, that has to be in there.
Bobby Valentino made the cut. Slow Down is a great song. You should check it out.
Song got him big.
Hmm?
But yeah.
Slow down.
I'll read the list and I'll come back with some notes for it.
All right. Well, that's all I got. You got anything?
No.
All right.
Excited for the rest of January.
Yes.
We got some cool stuff. Definitely go check out the One More Time episode for sure. You know, the party was really cool.
Great time.
Carlos and I also have some really cool stuff that's coming up this year. Like, we got a wedding out in San Jose.
Hopefully
get some cool content for that.
Yeah. Cali, first time going.
Yeah, we're talking about doing some upgrades for some of our stuff as well, which might be cool. This might be changing in general, so we might not
see this. We'll keep you posted.
In the future, there might be some cool changes in 2024.
Good things are coming to the blank for 2024, y'all.
So be here with us.
So, yes, please do. Yeah. Well, on that note, guys, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this has been The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. And don't forget, as always, one more time. Doom, 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 doom. Fill it in, doom, 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 doom. All right. Peace.
Peace, everybody.